Aber wir gewollen, out of the base, a migdish is also. No, kedei shetochas oberubay. When you want to make a fire to have heat throughout the Shabbos, you have to start it before Shabbos, that the rove of the wood has to catch fire. We'll see in the Gemara what it means, rove of the wood. You have Yehuda Weimer, bebchamim kolshu. That's only if you have wood. But if you have coals, even a kolshu is enough. Habi a kolshu of the coal is burning, that's enough. If you start a fire before Shabbos, you have to make sure rove of the wood caught fire before Shabbos. It was made from coal, then sarach lachas bem or el kol shu, only a little bit of the coal. Feed the lechas v'lechas, then dark olias kovav v'lechas when sarach lachtach bem. His coals don't go out. Once coals caught a little bit fire, by itself it burns up. So there is no gzer to come to hit it. It's only by wood we're afraid maybe it wouldn't catch good fire. So if rove is not caught before Shabbos, we're afraid on Shabbos you come to hit it to make it burn better. So the Gemara Vekama. How much does it have to be roasted before Shabbos? It says the meat should be roasted before Shabbos. What's called how much? Amar Reb Loza, Amar Rav, Kedei Shiyitzolim Avoy Joim, Komaycho Ben Drusoy. It has to be at least one half cooked. A Rashi Shita is one third. Kamaycho ben Drusoy, the way food of ben Drusoy eat, what's Drusoy, is it Rashi? Listen, that's the way Ganovim eat. Hoyu, umavashu bishulishlish. Is they have no time to sit and cook too much, they're busy stealing, or they're afraid they'll get caught. So they used to just cook it a little bit, edible. So Rashi Shitra is enough one third. Allah, we bring us out, it has to be cooked one half. If it's halfway cooked, that's called the bishul. So it has to be cooked, Kamaycho ben Drusoy, before Shabbos. Itmanami, or not cook, he's talking about tzli. You have to roast the meat before Shabbos, at least Kamaycho ben Drusoy. Itmanami, Omer Ravasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shu Kamaycho ben Drusoy, once it was cooked before Shabbos, Kamaycho ben Drusoy, Ein Boy Mishum Bishul Nochrim. Or no, this is not a loch of Shabbos. This is Tam a loch of Bishul Nochrim. You're not allowed to have Goyim cook for you food that you can't eat raw. That's Oyla Shulchim Lochrim, it's a choshev of food like meat. Or something chashev like eggs, you're not allowed to have a goy cook for you. But let's say a Yisrael first cooked it halfway. He cooked it kamaycho ben Drusoy. That's called the food is cooked. And if a goy finishes off the cooking, that's mutter. So you see that cooking the mus of maycho ben Drusoy is called something. It's called the food was cooked. So Drashi, kol shul mevushul biyad Yisrael kamaycho ben Drusoy. If the Yisrael started the cooking that it got halfway finished, even though then they shut off the fire, and the guy came late and put on the fire, shuv ein the gomra mishum bishul shul anochim. If the guy finishes off the cooking now, it's mutter for Yisrael to eat it. There's no issue bishul akim. So you see, Maichel ben Drusoy is a chosh of a shir. Tanya, Chanan Yoimer, kol shul kumaychel ben Drusoy mutter la shoyis yagab kire. He says the ferish even for the Shabbos. Habiyah was cooked or roasted before Shabbos halfway. You're allowed to leave it on top of the kira, cooking it. V'yafalpi she'ein agruf v'ketumah. Even though it's not goruf, means you didn't take out the coals of the kira, or else ketumah, you didn't put like some dirt on top of the coals. That's like our blech. That means put some type of a heker on top of the fire. Even though you don't have a heker on top of the fire, if the food was cooked halfway before Shabbos, then it's mutter. Once it reached Kamaycho ben Drusoy, we don't have the gzer to come to make it cook better on Shabbos. Trashi goref means minig acholim. He didn't clean out all the coals, the magrefa with the rake, shekar revidla. Koto means mefazrin eifim amala. You put some ash, some dirt on top of the fire. Kadei lahafik chaymud, take away a little bit the heat of the fire. Shelo yosef hevel b'shabbos, shouldn't get hotter and hotter on Shabbos. But if you have a food that was cooked already, we're not choshes even though it's going to cook better throughout Shabbos. And since it reached the darg of Maichel ben Drusoy before Shabbos, we have no gzer to come to make it cook better on Shabbos. So some sheep this is because since it's cooked, Maichel ben Drusoy, it's like ain bishul acha bishul. Even if you make it cooked on Shabbos, there wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa. Or else the other pshat is that since it's cooked this much, the rest of the cooking takes very fast. So we're not afraid at night time you come to hit it to make it cook faster. It'll zichah be cooked by itself. Ain't nice to nest a pas. Same thing, you can't put bread into the oven right before Shabbos, unless it's korma ponel, iboilu. And lech shitri is the taska. The bottom part of the bread has to be finished, has to be brown already. Iboilu. Tachton heich, what's called the bottom? the part of the bread that's mom is touching the oven, the part of the bread that's sticking out and like towards the fire. Usually that time the tanner was, it was like four sides to it. He used to stick the bread either on the top or on the sides, and the fire would be on the bottom. So one part of the bread is the bread, the side that's touching the tanner, or else the other side is that's sticking out closer to the fire. Which side of the bread has to be karma paner? What's called the tachlin? Toshima. We have Loz Oimer, Kadeshi Kormo Poneho Hamudubokim Betanner. You have to wait even the side that's touching the walls of the tanner till that side gets brown. And that's a longer shear, because the side outside close to the fire gets brown first. So you have to wait before Shabbos till even the side near the tanner also gets brown. Trashi Medubokim Betanner Vachumrihi. That's a Chumrah. The ponim tzakalpior, the side of the bread that's facing the fire, memarim likrim, that side gets brown first. So it's not enough that that side is brown, you have to wait till the second side also gets brown. Right? The Mishnah says, mishal shel nesa pesach. You're allowed to put the korban pesach into the tanner right before Shabbos, even though it's going to finish burning, finish being the bishel on the tzli on Shabbos. For the Gemara, my timer, why are we not to hear, why are we choshed, I may be on Shabbos, Vice Pesach came out on Shabbos. You want to eat the Korban Pesach at night. You come to hit the coals on Shabbos. Bishum Devnei Chabur is reasoning. And since usually a Pesach is made by Chabur, a few people together, so a few people together, one person will remind the other person. There's reasoning. So the Gemara, Olav Hochi, Mashmif not for this Svara. Of Bnei Chabura's reason name, they'll watch one another, Loi, Mashm would be Osir. I, the Omamar, we learned before, Gedia. Rashi Shita was Gedia. That's a young behemoth. That's a korban pesach. That's only kosher of 1 year old. That's a kid, the first year old, is ben sorek. Whether you cemented down the cover of the oven, ben loy sorek. Afilu didn't put tit. You didn't cement down the cover of the oven. Still shapa dummy. You're allowed to start the tzli before Shabbos and let it continue going throughout Shabbos. Because I said before, we're not choshish, you'll open up the tana to hit the coals on Shabbos, because the zika, the wind coming in, is going to ruin the meat. So we had before, it's mutter to start roasting before Shabbos, because we're not afraid you'll open it up on Shabbos. So why here by the Korban Pesach, since it's a gedi, why is it only mutter? Because Bnei Chabura's reason name, even without Bnei Chabura's reason name, it should be mutter. Because we're not afraid you'll open it up. The zika is bad for it, the wind is bad for it. And the Gemara, Hossa Mintach, before we're talking about where you cut up the meat. So sliced meat, then we say you wouldn't open the tanner because the wind coming in will ruin the meat. Abahachalai Mintach, here we're talking about the Korban Pesach, you have to roast the whole Korban together. So the whole Korban together, here we're not afraid to open up the tanner. The wind won't ruin the meat. The wind won't ruin the meat. Alone you ruin sliced meat. But here you have the whole Korban Pesach together, the wind won't ruin it. So therefore, Minas Tam would be awesome. That's only mutter because Bnei Chabura is reasoning. Rashi Hosse Mintach. V'yim poisayach piyataner will open up the piyataner. I'll be zika, the wind will come in. The kosher lay, and the wind is bad for sliced young meat. Mashaykh here by Korban Pesach, Hochle Mintach. The Torah says, Al Roisha v'al Kirboy. How do you have to roast the Korban Pesach? The whole behemoth together. V'magnulay will open up the taner. Le kosher lay zika, the wind coming in won't ruin this meat. Hilkach. Eloy is reasoning also. If not for the svara that the Bnei Chabura's reasoning would lie also. Right, the umachiz and esor. It says also in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to start the fire with the wood right before Shabbos, and it'll continue burning throughout the Shabbos. So the Gemara Menohan Emili, how do we know such a svara that it's mutter to start the fire burning right before Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? Omer Rafuna, the Habamini was now smidiraisa mutter. The Pasuk says, Loi sevaru eish b'chol moshvaseichem. You're not allowed to make a fire b'chol moshvaseichem wherever you live. That's what's also to do on Shabbos. It's a diyuk, b'chol moshvaseichem wherever you live, that's where you can't make fire on Shabbos. Iyatamavir. Avalatamavir b'maduras beis hamukkah. But in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not called moshvaseichem. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter to make fire on Shabbos. That's the Havamina. So that's why you're allowed to start the fire before Shabbos and let it burn throughout Shabbos. For the Gemara, that can't be. Maskev lo Rav Chizda. Ihochi, that's Pshana Mishnah. Afilu b'Shabbos Nami. As the Mishnah only says you could start the fire before Shabbos and let it continue burning on Shabbos. But Mashmaklo, you're not allowed to let it start to burn on Shabbos. Now, if in the dash in the posik, the savaru esh is only needed to make fire in your house, but not in the base of Mikdash, it should be mutter to start the fire in Shabbos also. So the Gemara Elo Amar Rav Chisda, Kro, Psaka true, there's such a diet that there is a heta to burn something in the base of Mikdash, of the ki also, when is the posik talking about, le mishre evorum upadorum. It's only coming to be matter the korbanos, a korban that was brought on Shabbos. You're allowed to let it be burnt on Shabbos. The meat of the korban is allowed to be burnt on Shabbos. That's the only thing that's mutter, because that's part of the akrovas akorban. But if I had any other fire, it's also to make in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos. Shrashi evorim apdorim hudiyoso lahatir esaktiron kolalaylo. You're allowed to be makter it, burn it the whole night. Ava maduras beis amukad mashenkin stam, the wood that you need to keep the floor warm, shein etzorach gavoya. That's not called tzorach the korban. El tzorach kahanim. You're only burning that wood that the floor should be hot. The tzorach the kahanim. Loi hutru. That's not mutter. V'samach lechashecha haynataymed legozer. I bezoi. Why in the base of mikdash is a mutter? Why don't we make the gzeri? You can't start the fire before Shabbos. Let it burn on Shabbos. The Teretz says. The Gemara says. The also kahanim's reasoning. The Teretz says, because in the base of Mikdash, who takes care of the wood, the fire there? The Kahanim. The Kahanim has reason, they won't come to hit the fire and make the fire burn on Shabbos. Shrashi, the Kahanim's reason, heim. Shekulam hoyu b'nei Torah. They're all b'nei Torah, v'charedim v'niskorim. V'lo yosu lechtuya m'shtechshach. By the Kahanim, we're not afraid, they'll come to hit the wood to make it burn better on Shabbos. So dafka, for the Kahanim, it's mutter. Mashenk in the Gvulin, outside the base of Mikdash, for a regular person, we're afraid. You can't start a fire before Shabbos and let the wood burn throughout the Shabbos, because you have a gzera, maybe you come to make the fire burn better, and you'll hit the wood to make it burn better, and it'll be over. This is the Raisa. So what's the Shia though? The Vaito of the Gvulin Kadesh Tochas. Out of the base of Mikdash, you have to make sure that the wood caught fire Beruba before Shabbos. Then you're allowed to let this fire burn throughout the Shabbos. For the Gemara Mai Reuben, what does it mean, rove the wood caught fire before Shabbos? Omar Rav, roiv kol lechot b'yechot. Is every wood, every piece of wood, rove of the wood had a caught fire. Trashe kol lechot b'yechot. Kol eitz v'yetz. V'loy teimot kivin sh'ochse b'roiv minyan eitzim. Let's say you have 100 pieces of wood. Don't think it's enough of 60 pieces caught fire, no. You need out of the all 100 pieces, every single piece, rove of the piece caught fire. O Shmuel Amar, no, you don't need so much. No kedesh lo yomru havo eitzim v'neniach tachtayim. When you want to make a fire, usually you have big pieces of wood, but the big pieces take a long time till it catches fire. So usually you put small twigs underneath it, and they burn fast, and they make the fire catch onto the big woods. So Shmuel says, Abi, the fire is big enough that you're not going to tell people, let's bring more twigs. In other words, there's enough twigs in the bottom burning, and the big pieces of wood caught fire already. So since they caught fire, it's aimed by itself to burn up now. There's no xer, you come to burn it up on Shabbos. Shrashi Shmuel Amar, Kadesh Leit Sarach Leimah. You shouldn't have to say, Habo Eitzim Dak and bring small twigs. For the Niach Tachtayim, put it underneath the big logs. Lahaver Eselu. If that much is done before Shabbos, that's mutter. That's providing you have a lot of woods together. So it's I meant the big bonfire to burn up by itself. You won't have to play around with it on Shabbos. Toni Rav Chiyilis Yul Shmuel. Bring your raya to Shmuel's halacha. Lekula. The what? Kedei shetei shaleves oyla mialeho. V'loi shetei shaleves oyla adei dobracher. Shrashi Toni Rav Chiyil. The perakbama mablikim. Legabi menorah. This is talking about the halacha of the menorah, not our halacha. It's only tushtel. The pasuk says by the menorah in the base of Mikdash, lahalois ner tamid, that has to be burning to save the tamid. Should the bidashin shtei shall have us oily melehel. It has to be burning enough that the fire goes up by itself. Alma b'chihai gavne hevi adloka. That's called adloka. If something that's burning by itself, you don't need any more help to it. That's called adloka. Mishurav yesi alevi. Trashi v'koshli chod the rami b'achom gatoni lohosom. It's Rabbi Bachama, V'yoy, the law of Masnitz, the time of the Mishnah, and the Womel of a fairish to Masnitz, and Achriti, V'shar Moshe, Tonal, and Linyan, Medura, but he must also, yes, it was kind of like a Medura. So it's like a Shver, it goes on Medura. The other Pshat is, he's not talking about a Medura, he's talking about a Medura Mamish. Then it's a good Sushta Mamish, Tau Halacha. Well, I call upon him, this is the Halacha, we hold like Shmuel, that's enough, when you have a lot of wood together, as long as there's enough fire here, that you don't have to call for any other help, that's called the fire started. Now, Zot Gemara, 8 Yechidi. What about you only have one piece of wood? Yoni starting a fire on one piece of wood before Shabbos. What's called roif? Roif with this wood has to be caught fire before Shabbos. Rav Amar roif uviyot. Roif of the thickness of the wood. It's not enough that there should be a fire all around the wood. Let's say this is a piece of wood. It's not enough we have fire all over the wood. But since it's 2 inches thick, you have to have the fire going in to 1.5 inches thickness inside. His robe of the thickness of the wood had a caught fire also. So chumra de geshita, roif uviyov. The yamriyolah roif hakeifer. No, it's enough the hekiv just outside the wood. If robe of the outside of the wood caught fire, that's enough. Trashi eitz yechidei kein sukkah shalonu. Roif uviyov sheikoneis or betoich uviyov ad ruban. That the fire is starting to eat inside the wood, roif of the inside of the wood already. That's a chumra de geshita. And the amrilah roif hakeifer trashi v'vachutz. It's enough if outside of the wood, rove of the outside caught fire, that's enough. Amar Rav Papa, hilkach binan roif uviyav binan roif hakeifer. About there two shittas. So here we're machmer, even though it's a shalom, this is the rabbanan, here for some reason we're machmer. So the more kitanoi, it's a makoy kitanoi. Trashi roif uviyav roif hakeifer. This shaila, how much of the one wood has to burn before Shabbos in order to have hanof from it on Shabbos, it's a machloket tanoim. Rabbi Chiya Omar, kedei sheyishchas eitz memleches umin. It has to be ruined that an umin can't use this wood anymore. Rashi sheyishchas reif uviyav. That means it was burnt through and through already, it's not usable anymore. That's called reif uviyav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiron, kedei shetocha zeish mishnei tzadim. It's enough that the fire caught on both sides. That's mashma roif hakeifin. I'll be roif of the outside of the wood. Caught fire, that's enough. Trashi beis dodov, roif hakeifin, the outside of it. So the more of the apple piece, shein raila dover, there's no raya for this, abba zeicha dover, there's a zeicha for this. The pasuk says, as shenek tzeis of ochleish, two sides of the age caught fire, v'toiche nochra yitzlach lemlocha, would it be useful locha anymore? Trashi zeicha dover, the shuv hoilach medoilet, that once it's caught fire on both sides, that's for zikha is going to burn now by itself. Trashnek says of Ochleish, Vyadua Shetoichinokor, Vocholecha Shlevenasi Yavish. Hey, once you know both sides of the wood caught fire, you know for sure this wood is continue burning. So that's enough. But Vlalochav, I says, behold, you need both. You have to make sure that rove of the outside caught fire and rove of the inside caught fire. Pasuk says, Vyach Lefonim of Areris. The more my ach, what does the pasuk mean ach? Amarav achvano. That means the reeds. Drashi achvano arova. They are rovis. Drashi v'ach v'sreif v'syoyokem ha-megiliksiv. So what caught fire? Achvano arova. That's arovis. The willows caught fire. Shmuel ama eitzim shenidlaku biachvano. No, it means the big woods, but they caught fire, usually use small twigs first to start the fire. So it means the big woods caught fire, that caught fire from the Yachbano. Yitrashi b'yachbo, kol eitzim nidlokim zemi ze hakotem mandek agodol. The small ones like the bigger ones. So tomorrow, who do you amul who? Somebody told somebody else. Man bo yachbono, who wants achbono? He wanted to find out what achbono was. So he asked them, who wants achbono? Ishtakach arvaso. He found out it wasn't arvaso, it was their rovis. Omer afuna, kanim, if you have reeds, ain't tzrichim roiv, you don't need roiv. Since they're very easy to catch fire, so be it a little bit caught fire by itself, it's going to burn up. You don't have to have roiv. Ogdon, let's say you twined them together. You took like a few pieces of reeds and you bunched them together. Then tzrichin roiv. Then you need roiv to catch fire. Because since they're bunched together, the fire doesn't catch so easily. Then you need roiv before Shabbos. Garinim, let's say you have pits. Strashi, garinim means shall tomorrow. You have date pits. Imosin miyam maduri. I'm going to use it to burn with. Like a shiyofshi, you make sure it's very dried out. And zayn tzrichin roiv also, it burns very easily. So B, you started the fire before Shabbos, you don't need roiv. He's garinim ain't tzrichin roiv. Nosnon b'chuslois, you put it in type of a basket to keep them all together. Then tzrichin roiv. Then you need roiv if it caught fire before Shabbos. Shrashi nosnon b'chuslois, came them a type of a basket, sh'osim m'lovim, made from lulips. V'nosna kli mole, a whole kli full, v'madur into the fire, to make the fire grow bigger. It's tzrichin roiv. Then you need roiv of these pits caught fire before Shabbos. since they're bunched together. The fire can't get to it so easily. So therefore we're afraid it's not going to burn so good on Shabbos, and you come to hit them, so you have to wait till right of it caught fire before Shabbos. Maskib lo Rav Chisda Adarab Ipcha Mestaber Pufakert Kanim Mevadron Kanim, when it's spread out it's no good. Drashi Kanim Mevadron Lekan Lekan V'yachas men ha-yoytzes le-timtzes chaverto le-vairo Hilka ki lo-yogdon tzurichi roiv. Faket, if you have only one reed here and one reed there, so a little fire, we're afraid it'll go out. Hey, while this one's about to go out, it won't catch on to the next one. So we're afraid on Shabbos you move the reeds over to make it burn better. Mashen kein ogdon loy mevadron. But when they're all bunched together, then faket, if a little fire caught on one part, they'll zicha catch on one to the other, and they'll burn up a lot. And gerinim is also faket. Mevadron, it's good. Garinim, if you're drashi, Garinim mevadron is no good. One pit by itself, we're afraid the fire won't catch on to the next pit. So we're afraid on Shabbos you're going to move over one pit to the next pit. But if you put them together in one kli, and the fire started to burn with one, they'll zicha catch on one to the other. So there we're not afraid to work with it on Shabbos. So the svar should be pulled paket. The more itmanami, we learned like this.